Well, next on KCRW, we are excited to welcome critically acclaimed Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter Brandi Carlile, who, along with twin brothers Tim and Phil Hanseroth, will release their seventh album next month, February 16th to be exact, titled By the Way, I Forgive You. So let's ring in the new year right now with our very first live performance of 2018, live on KCRW, Brandi Carlile.
Love song was playing on the radio. It made me kind of sad because it made me think of you. And I wonder how you're doing, but I wish I didn't care, because I gave you all I had and got the worst of you. By the way, I forgive. Except for any time I hear that song. Ooh. And didn't it break your heart when you watched my smile fading? Did it ever cross your mind that one day the tables would be turned? They told me the best revenge would be a life well lived, and the strongest one that holds would be the hardest one to earn. By the way, I forgive you. After all, maybe I should thank you for giving me what I found, 'cause without you around I've been doing just fine. Except for any time in the morning I was choking on some words. There were things unsaid between us, there were things you never told. Now that's twice you broke my heart. Now the first was way back when, and to know you're still unhappy only makes it break again. By the way, I forgive you. After all,
guys. All right, I'm going to sing this next song. It's called The Mother. I have a little 3-year-old girl called Evangeline Ruth Carlile. And this is a song about how I found it difficult but beautiful to be her mama. Welcome to the end of being alone inside your mind. You're tethered to another and you worry it all the time. You always knew the melody, but you never heard it rhyme. She's fair and she is quiet, Lord. She doesn't look like me. She made me love the morning. She's a holiday at sea. The New York streets are as busy as they always used to be. But I am the mother of Evangeline. The first things that she took from me were selfishness and sleep. She broke 1,000 heirlooms I was never meant to keep. She filled my life with color, canceled plans and trashed my car. But none of that was ever who we are. Outside of my windows are the mountains and the snow. I hold you while you're sleeping and I wish that I could go. All my rowdy friends are out accomplishing their dreams, but I am the mother of Evangeline. And they still got their morning paper and their coffee and their time, and they still enjoy their evenings with the skeptics and the wine. Oh, but all the wonders I have seen I will see a second time. From inside of the ages through your eyes. And you are not some accident where no one thought it through. The world that stood against us made us mean to fight for you. And when we chose your name, we knew that you'd fight the power too. You're nothing short of magical and beautiful to me. I'll never hit the big town without you. So they can keep their treasure and their ties to the machine. 'Cause I am the mother of Evangeline. They can keep their treasure and their ties to the machine. I am the mother of Evangeline. We got a big room full of people here. We're going to sing you guys another song from our record. And I wrote this song for anybody that should find themselves feeling unloved or unwelcome or unnatural or illegal. We've been to the movie, we've seen how this ends, and the joke's on them. You're feeling nervous, aren't you, boy? With your quiet voice an impeccable style. Don't ever let them steal your joy and your gentle ways to keep them from running wild. They can kick dirt in your face, dress you down and tell you that your place is in the middle, and they hate the way you shine. Tugging on your shirt, trying to hide inside of it and hide how much it hurts. Well, they don't laugh while they can.
Brandi Carlile, live on KCRW this morning. Hello, hello, and good morning. Welcome back.
Hey, thank you very much.
Happy New Year to you and the twins and everybody in the studio there.
Awesome. Happy New Year to you, man.
So are you ready for this next big chapter behind this album?
I think so, yeah. I think I am.
Well, it becomes very apparent from just the two songs that we have so far to play on the radio, both of which you just played for us, The Joke and The Mother, that this is an important record. This is an ambitious record. This is a heavy, this is a widescreen sound.
Thanks.
And so congratulations on, I'm sure, all the effort that went into this. But tell us about the process. Maybe begin with the writing first and exploring complicated places, difficult places, and writing with your partners in crime there, Phil and Tim.
Well, it's funny because I remember all sitting around my kitchen table, not this New Year's Eve, but like before last New Year's Eve, and making our New Year's resolutions. And somehow, unanimously, we all just really decided to dig deep and write about things that we think about but don't say, and relationships that need to heal, and losses that we need to reconcile, come face to face with, and some of the global issues that feel so personal now to me. Hmm. We kind of made this pact, like a deal, not to write about anything that was, not that deep, and we filtered those thoughts and those lyrics really, really intensely.
Yeah,
and that in and of itself was difficult.
Yeah, and I want to unpack the album title as well, because there's a simple beauty in that phrase, which, of course, it's a lyric from the first song you played for us, Every Time I Hear That Song. But first of all, the idea of forgiveness. So the title is By the Way, I Forgive You.
Mm-hmm.
Forgiveness is very difficult, you know, but it's also very powerful. But also what I like in the title is the by the way part, because that to me suggests that it's a process.
Yeah.
You know,
it's still underway.
It's life, you know, by the way.
By the way, I think I forgive you right now. Forgiveness gets a lot of crap, that word. I think it gets kind of thrown around and it's a little bit hashtag blessed, that one. And when the truth about it is that it's super messy and just really difficult thing to do. And it's a harder thing to make permanent once you've done it. And I just feel like as an artist, sometimes it's easier to sing about something I need to do, you know, than it is to sing about something I've done. Or just feeling like, you know, I'm still in the process of all of it, of reconciling all that stuff. But when I listened to all the songs at the end, I found that that was the common theme between them all.
Mm. Did you narrow down a lot more material coming to this record? Had you written a lot of other songs?
Yeah, we wrote a lot. We recorded a lot of other songs too, but then Shooter Jennings cut them out.
Mm.
He decided to be the truth teller.
Well, that's a good segue from the writing to the recording of this. And you mentioned Shooter Jennings, who's here in studio. You recorded this down in Nashville with Shooter and also with Dave Cobb.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, tell us about that experience.
The dynamic duo. Well, I met Shooter at Johnny Cash's 80th birthday party. I had a sleeveless shirt on, and I've got the Neverending Story orange tattooed on each of my shoulders because I'm this 80s geek, nerd, crystal-loving, unicorn-loving kid. And Shooter is too, and he's not even trying to pretend he's anything else. And so he liked my tattoos, and we made fast friends, and then I recorded the theme song for The Neverending Story with him. And he became this spirit animal guy for me, and I was like, I don't know in what capacity he's going to be involved, but I feel like next thing that we do creatively, we've got to do it in some way with Shooter. And then I met Dave Cobb doing the Cover Stories project where Dolly Parton sang the story, and Dave produced that session. And I fell in love with Dave Cobb, and I called up Shooter. I'm like, you ever met Dave Cobb? And it turns out they're brothers. They're like best friends for life. And they just, that's what happened. I was like, let's do this.
Totally. And it was an honor just to be there, but because I'm a fan of yours, but like being with Dave Cobb again, you put us back together. And it's like, you know, now we're like locked again.
Well, you two are insufferable. Oh, I mean inseparable. Did I say the wrong word?
Both. I love it.
How did they push you further with this record? Because it feels like something that I can hear on the record, just vocally at times. It's just really careening wildly at points, and very emotional.
Well, I don't care if my voice breaks up or misses the mark. You know, I love technical singing as much as the next guy, but when I play live, I honestly, genuinely don't care. And so I go for things and do things that I would never do in the studio, because I feel like the studio is this document of your songwriting and where you are as an artist. But live is this kind of cutting loose and disconnecting from anything other than just pure emotion and the moment. And when I kind of tried to articulate that to Dave Cobb, he was like, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. He was like, you should absolutely be thinking about making records the opposite way. That was the biggest push, was having him stand there and go, scream. Who cares what happens to your voice? You want to scream. That's what you do if there was 1,000 people here right now. So do it. And it pushed me into a new territory as an artist and as a singer, where I'm just not going to, I'm not going to invest much thought or emotion into what technically happens with my voice when I'm expressing myself anymore.
Cool. You know, I want to mention that about a year and a half ago, I had a chance to interview Elton John.
No.
And this was maybe 2 or 3 days after David Bowie had passed. So, of course, I asked him about Bowie. And he was very gracious and respectful. But the thing that he really mentioned was that Bowie was responsible for a string arranger that came to him, that he borrowed a string arranger who worked with him for years to come. And, of course, he was talking about Paul Buckmaster, who did arrangements for Space Oddity for Bowie and then worked with Elton John on many recordings. Paul Buckmaster worked on this recording, and he passed away in August of just last year. Tell us about working with this great genius, this master.
Well, I mean, first of all, I don't know if you know this, but I'm the biggest Elton John fan that's ever existed. Like, I'm the most massive Elton John fan. I fell in love with Elton John because of a book report when I was 11 years old, and have worshipped Elton John my entire childhood and adult life, basically. And I got all of Elton's records on vinyl, and Tumbleweed Connection and Elton John actually. Elton pictured the people, all the people responsible for making the record in those albums. So you have the arranger there and the producer. And so Paul Buckmaster had his picture in Tumbleweed Connection. So I'm like 14, and I already know about this Paul Buckmaster character. I got a picture of him hanging on my wall. And a family friend got invited to see a string session go down at a local studio in Seattle that Paul Buckmaster was going to conduct, and they knew about my issues and they invited me. And so I took down my picture of Paul Buckmaster and I went to the session. And I never got to leave the office. I didn't get to go in the control room or anything, but I could see what was going on. Paul was crying and yelling and screaming and just raising all kinds of, you know, hell, just like you'd hope that he would. Just pure drama. The man was pure drama. And it was such an amazing day. And he comes out into the office where I'm at, and he's like, and who are you then? And I was like, well, I'm this teenage girl that's obsessed with Elton John and you know, in turn, you. And so I sang him 60 Years On, and he cried, and he signed my picture. And he said, I'm going to do your records when you grow up. And so the first thing I did when I got a record deal was say, I've got to have Paul Buckmaster do a string arrangement. And so I've actually knew Paul for years, and he was one of my dear friends, and we lost him so unexpectedly, but the world needs to know that Paul is responsible in part for the merging and the marriage of classical music and rock and roll. Yeah, as is George Martin, but he's in that.
Sure.
He's in that scene for sure.
Absolutely, and this is the final album that he worked on.
That's what they say. It was pretty special. Paul was full of life. Absolutely incredible in the studio. It was one of the greatest days that I can remember making music. And we took him out to dinner afterwards, and he almost got us thrown out for berating a waiter for mispronouncing buffalo mozzarella.
Brandi Carlile, what a pleasure. Thank you for coming to KCRW. It's always great to have you here. The album, again, is out next month, and so we're getting a live preview here in our KCRW studios. It's By the Way I Forgive You as we head into your second set for us today. Brandi Carlile, live on KCRW.
If I don't owe you a favor, you don't know me. I don't believe we've ever even met. If there's a God in heaven, you can show me. And I guess I should admit I lost the bet. There are moments I could hold you forever. There are moments that lasted way too long. There are days when I change with the weather to hold you in place would be wrong. There's a road left behind me that I'd rather not speak of, and a hard one ahead of me too. I love you, whatever you do, but I got a life to live to. I never met a morning I could get through with nothing on my breath to hold the night. And I never said I'm sorry, but I meant to. I never met a coward I don't like. There are reasons why the body stays in motion, but at the moment only demons come to mind. You to leave behind. There's a road left behind me that I'd rather not speak of, and a hard one ahead of me too. I love you, whatever you do, but you got a life to live to. Tune? All right. Just me? Okay. save time. He wasn't really known for breaking the rules when he arrived in the second year of my high school. He wasn't so much of a twist of fate as a short turn up from a southern state. He was born with a sweet tooth he couldn't beat, always trying to find himself something sweet. All that he found was a trouble in me, or maybe trouble just found him. It was hard to hide that his heart had scars. He would stay out late talking to the stars. People tried to blame him for making bad choices when he was only listening to the voices and looking for some kind of deeper truth between the lies and the Bible and living proof. Oh, there's no point now to judge him in vain. If you haven't been there, you don't know the pain. Broken heart now is finally gone, but I know that he had to hurt for too long to think he had fought it all on his own, just to lose the battle and die alone. After so many years of feeling the loss, he finally made his way back home. Do most of all now. This song's called Most of All. This song's about your parents. If your parents are alive, don't forget to tell them that you love them, because they're your first love. And if your parents aren't still alive, still don't forget to tell them that you love them. I haven't seen my father in some time, but his face is always staring back at me. His heavy hands hang at the ends of my arms, and my colors change like the sea. But I don't worry much about time lost, 'cause I'm not gunning for the dreams I couldn't find. He taught me how to walk the best that I can on the road I left behind. And most of all, he taught me to forgive, how to keep a cool head, how to love the one you're with. And when I'm far into the distance and the pushing comes to shove, to remember what comes back when you give away your love. Give away your love. When you give your love away, give away your love. I haven't heard my mother's voice in a while, but her words are always falling out my mouth. My mind and spirit are at odds sometimes, and they fight like the north and the south. But I still care enough to bear the weight of the heaviness to which my heart is tethered. She told me how to be strong and say goodbye, and that love is forever. And most of all, she taught me how to fight, how to move across the line between the wrong and the right. And when I'm turned out in the darkness and the pushing comes to shove, to remember what comes back when you give away your love. Give away your love. Oh, you give your love away. Give away your love. Give your love away. When you give your love away, just remember what comes back to you. Give your love away. Oh, give your love away. And remember what comes back to you. I haven't seen my father in some time, but his face is always staring back at me. His heavy hands swing at the ends of my arms, and my colors change like the sea. I'm going to do a switch and get close to your little faces. Thank you.
nearby awaiting a word. Gasping at glimpses of gentle true spirit, he runs, wishing he could fly high, only to trip at the sound of goodbye. Wordlessly watching, he waits by the window and wonders at the empty place inside. Heartlessly helping himself to her bad dreams, he worries, did he hear a goodbye? Hi, or even hello. They are one person, they are two alone, they are three together, they are four each other. Stand by the stairway, you'll see something certain to tell you, confusion has its cost. Love isn't lying, it's loose in a lady who lingers, saying she is lost and choking on hello. They are one person, they are two. They are three together, they are four each other.
All right, it's Crosby, Stills, and Nash, baby.
Brandi Carlile, live on KCRW. Such a pleasure. Thank you for coming through once again. Always great to see you.
Thanks for having us, man. It was a real highlight. Thank you.
Again, the album is out next month. And actually, hey, we have download copies to make available right now if you'd like one. We have 5 copies. These are digital downloads of the forthcoming album, By the Way, I Forgive You, from our guest this morning in the very first live session. That was a great one to begin the new year. So Brandi Carlile's By the Way, I Forgive You. Right now, if you'd like a copy, we've got 5. So call us here in studio. As long as you haven't won anything from us in the past 90 days, that is the deal. So if you qualify, 877-600-5279 is our number here at the studio. Again, 877-600-5279. Good luck.